Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
When a customer comes to your website, first they see your website, and then they say, oh, here's a voice testimonial, I'll click on play. When they click play, then the audio starts playing. And so your website is still super fast, and then when they want to hear the audio, boom, they hear the audio instantly because it's coming from our web service.
For more information on how to use audio in your website, go to www.audioterminator.com. That's www.audioterminator.com.
First thing is, I've been to your website, and I love your use of audio. It's very subtle. It's not in your face, but it's always there. And so if people want to learn more about something, they can click on that audio stream. And I think you do a great job of showcasing how audio can be used to a great effect. It's a totally positive experience. So I just want to compliment you on your use of audio. I think you have one of the best examples out there.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. Where did this all start? What gave you the idea? Where was the birth of this instant audio concept?
About a year ago, I started seeing audio testimonials pop up on various marketers' websites. And some of the more advanced, more aggressive marketers were adopting this new technology.
Were you a student of marketing automatically?
Well, my father is an entrepreneur himself. He owns fundraising.com. My dad, as an entrepreneurial person, he's been involved in the whole Ben Kennedy thing and so forth for years. And so I've grown up in that kind of environment. So when I decided to go off on my own and start my own business, the first thing I did was sign up as a Ben Kennedy Inner Circle member and started getting all the literature, all the newsletters, all that kind of stuff. I actually had an idea for a whole different business, but as I was exploring that idea, I came across these voice testimonials, and I thought, that's really neat. That makes sense. It's so much more credible than a simple text testimony that you have these things look made up. But with a voice testimonial, I could tell that this guy was honestly, a real person saying these things. And so I emailed the guy saying, hey, how do you do that? I would love to, is there a program that automates it, or what's up? And I never got a response back. I happen to have the skills to do all these things with computers, and so I decided that the world needed an automated, easy-to-use voice testimonial service, and that's how InstantAudio.com began. Grown from there to do much more than just voice testimonials, but that was the seed.
And then when did you first launch it?
It was launched April 1st of all days, two and a half months ago.
Okay. Was it launched by, I heard about it through Joe Vitale.
Okay. Yeah, we did a JV with Paul Arcudian, Joe Vitale, and a few other smaller players, so that got the word out quickly. Because it's a hosting service, it's recording and hosting and playback service, it's not kind of a quick info product decision that people make. So the word is bubbling out there, and it's starting to grow exponentially.
I can imagine. I mean, there are a lot of wannabes and a lot of people looking at doing things, and a lot of people are afraid to even mess with simple technology like that. So I can't see everyone jumping on, but especially someone like me who runs a website and who has testimonials is perfect for. And, I mean, has the response been well? I mean, can you give me an idea of what's happened to your business in the last 2.5 months?
Well, we're at the point now where I'm going to start hiring people to take care of all the work that I'm doing. What's really happened is I've discovered I'm actually ahead of the curve, or a better example or better phrasing is I'm ahead of the tipping point. In every technology rollout, there comes a point where you know, before that point, it's kind of a cool thing, but, you know, what is it really? I'm not sure. Do I need this? Whatever. Talk to you later. And then after that tipping point, you know, everybody has to have it.
Right.
I think audio testimonials especially, but audio in general, just your voice on your website, it's a clear marketing win in so many ways. But it's new, and it's not obvious to everyone how easy it can be. And so we are actually before the tipping point right now, which is a great place to be, because as the word spreads, as the education spreads, as people learn how this can help their business, then it's just going to explode.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's do this for a novice. Why don't we just start from a basic question? What is instant audio, and what can it do for somebody? Let's say, what can it do for somebody who has a website? Tell me some of the most important benefits it offers.
Okay. Instant audio is a way to get your voice on your website and in your email. Okay. Now, why do you want that? Well, your voice is a great selling tool. Your voice can convey emotion and credibility, authority, all kinds of things very naturally that the written word struggles to achieve. And so if you can use the power of your voice as a selling tool and multiply it through email and your website, you can be building a relationship with your customers in a way that text and images don't allow you to do. So to put it very simply to the novice, instantaudio.com is a way to put your voice in front of your customers via your website and your email.
Okay, now let's do just a simple instructions on how does it work. How do you do it?
Okay. Well, first you go ahead and sign up, and then I give you a phone number. You can use that phone number whenever you want, 24 hours a day. You call in and leave a voice message, and then you hang up. Now, you know, people do that all the time. The people know how voicemail works. But we do one very special thing. As soon as you record your message, we copy that message onto our web server and make it available to you to put onto your website or into your email. And so what it really is it's a record by phone, play on web service. So anything that you record, you now can cut and paste one line of text and include that into your email or website.
And then when someone goes to your web page, and I know from doing it myself, you have a series of little buttons, pretty nice graphics to put on your website that allows the person visiting the site to either click on the button to play the recording or to pause it or to stop it. And you have a number of different functions. So it plays, when at least the experience I've had with it, it plays simply, quickly, perfect digital quality. You don't have to wait for downloads, and that's the thing that I was really impressed with. What if you have a long recording? How is it that you were able to get this audio to play so quickly on the website without that delay in downloading?
Well, that was actually the whole point of the way I designed this service, was to make it extremely simple and easy, both for the person recording their voice and playing it back on the website, but also for the person listening to the voice. And the way we make it so simple is we store the voice recording on our web server. Okay, so we do all that for you. When the customer comes to your website and wants to listen to your audio clip, maybe it's a welcome message or a sales pitch or a voice testimonial, when they click on that play button, then the audio starts streaming in to their speakers, and so it does not compete with everything else that's going on your website. So when a customer comes to your website, first they see your website, and they're looking at that, and then they say, oh, here's a voice testimonial, I'll click on play. When they click play, then the audio starts playing. And so your website is still super fast, nothing slows down your website, and then when they want to hear the audio, boom, they hear the audio instantly because it's coming from our web server.
Well, let me ask you this. What, just for my own knowledge, what format is that audio in? Is it an MP3? Is it a WAV? Is it something totally different?
Well, it's something totally different. It's known as Flash. And there are different ways of playing audio on the web. You may have heard of Real Audio.
Right.
You may have heard of Microsoft's Windows Media Player. And there's some Java things out there. And then there's also Flash.
Okay.
And the problem with Real Audio is that if it plays all these ads that pop up,
right?
And you know, if you're a marketer, you don't want people distracted by other things. You want to control the customer experience, right?
Right.
So so that's the problem with real audio. A similar problem with Windows Media Player. You get this big pop-up that pops up with, you know, graphics running around, and it's just mainly for teenagers. The problem with Java is that the Java player has to download first before you can start playing the audio, and then that's like 40 to 80K. So that's no good. So what you're left with is Flash, which luckily is a really good solution. With the Flash audio, 98.7% of the people who will visit your website already have Flash. So there's no download. They just see the little, you know, the play, pause, and stop buttons on your website. And as soon as they click on play, the only thing that happens is the audio starts playing.
Does someone have to have Flash on their computer to listen to the audio?
Yes, Flash is required.
Is that something standard with Microsoft? Or where does the Flash program come from?
The Flash program comes from a company called Macromedia. The customer never has to figure all that out. We'll be, actually, in a few weeks, we don't have this up there right now, but we'll be giving people an alternate way of playing audio if they don't have Flash. But if you go to any of the major marketing type people websites, Flash audio is the way you want to do it.
Okay. Okay, excellent. Yeah, it really is incredible. Now, I heard you say something about you could use these recordings through email. Can you tell me how that can be used?
Mm-hmm. With email, imagine getting, let's say you talk to a customer, they order your sample or whatever, and then you send them your sample, and then you want to do a follow-up. But let's say you have 300 follow-ups to do. You may not want to call everyone on the phone, interrupt their day. Maybe that's for a later point in the sales process, but you want to have a little touch. You could send a text email, and that's nice, but you could also send an audio postcard. Okay, you could say, hi from Denver, this is Rick, there's a great meeting you at the conference. If you ever need something from me, let me know, I'm happy to help. So that's a little voice clip that took you, 10 seconds to record.
Okay, so
and send off in an email. And it's a personalized voice message via email, an audio postcard. It has an incredible dramatic effect on your relationship with your customers.
Well, how do you do it? You go into the site, you call the 800 number, you do your recording, then you copy that line of code into the email address, or
we this is over the weekend here. We have an audio postcard generator.
Okay.
So when you sign up for instantaudio.com service, one of the features that you get is this audio postcard generator.
Is that done yet?
No, it'll be released this weekend.
This weekend?
So, in 2 days.
Okay, great. Then it's June 19th, so on June 21st it'll be released.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's exciting.
Again, the whole goal here is that you shouldn't have to be a web developer to, get your message out. You need to be a marketer. And so I'm providing all the tools for marketers to make contact with their customers, either on their website or in their email. So this audio postcard thing, I think it's going to be huge. When you go to a seminar and you want to do follow-ups, when you want to do opt-in email campaigns to people that you haven't met yet, because you're sharing someone else's list, when you are touching your own customer list and you want to send a holiday card, send an audio holiday card.
Okay, how will it work? Can you explain how it's going to work? You go into your, you create an audio postcard.
Mm-hmm.
And
the first thing you do is you record the message.
Right.
So you call them on the toll-free number, you record your voice message, and hang up.
Mm-hmm.
And then your voice message is there in the membership area of instantaudio.com.
Right.
Then you go into the membership area, and you click on the create audio postcard. You will be able to select an image and select which voices you want to use, and then that email gets either sent directly to the person you want to have it sent to from your email address, or you can have it sent to you, and then you can forward it out to your whole list, whatever you want to do.
So after I create the postcard, let's say I want to send, am I copying code, or if I want to send it, say, from my AOL account, how do I get that postcard into the, is it going to be in the body copy of the email, or will it be in the form of an attachment that they'll have to open, or how does that work?
The audio postcard works just like all these different e-card sites.
Uh-huh.
In the mail, you just get a little, an envelope basically saying, hey, you have an audio postcard.
I got you.
Here.
I got
you. You click on there, up comes a little mini website that has your postcard and then it starts playing your audio.
And it's all stored on your servers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's talk about your servers. Obviously, they're designed to get the audio out fast. Are there some special things about your servers that you want your clients to know about?
Well, we have audio grade. Well, there's different grades of web servers. There's the run-of-the-mill web server. There's the audio grade. There's the telecom grade. And so we have an audio grade / telecom grade web server farm. So we are hosting all these files on the RET machines so that there's never any interruptions or stalls in the audio playback. So we've actually developed everything ourselves to make sure that we have a smooth playback. Everything is instant. And that's why we call it instantaudio.com, is that we want everything to be amazingly fast. So we have overdeveloped all of our software. We have tons of capacity, because we never want this to be an issue. And if everyone's hosted their website on a different ISP, I mean, everyone's experienced your slow websites and that kind of stuff. We didn't want to have any problems with that. So we've done a lot of work to make sure that we have all the equipment we need to handle any kind of load that might come down the pipe.
For more information on how to use audio in your website, go to www.audioterminator.com. That's www.audioterminator.com.
Okay, now let me ask you this. How can we be sure that the information is backed up? Let's say I've got audio messages throughout five of my websites, and I want to make sure that when people are clicking on these things, they're hearing them and they're being played. What kind of security or backup features do you have to save those audio recordings that I've worked so hard in creating, so they're not lost?
Yeah, it's very important. Well, all the audio clips are stored on three different servers simultaneously. So, and each of those servers have multiple mirror disk drives. So there's actually, at any point, six different copies of your audio clip to make sure that nothing ever happens to that audio clip. And then in addition to that, it's backed up onto a permanent device that has another copy of it. So your audio clip is backed up. We give you all the reports in terms of usage of how many times your audio clip is being played and so forth. We also
is that on the site where I could see those stats?
Yeah, if you go into the usage tab,
the usage report,
it'll show you the total bytes downloaded per day. So you can pick any day you want and see how many bytes of download you've had.
I got you. Now, what is a byte like? I'm looking at. Say, 6/19/23. I did a recording just this morning using Instant Audio, and it says 16.43 bytes. What does that mean?
That would be megabytes. So you've had 16.43 megabytes of audio transfer on that day.
But that doesn't tell me how many people hit on my audio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we don't tell you on a per-clip basis. That's coming in future reports.
But it gives me... Now, is this a combination of all my audio on all my sites?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's all the audio traffic for your account.
I see. Okay, that's interesting. And then I've got on the site I can view my invoice, so I can know what I'm paying every month, right? Mm-hmm. And then I've got a password. I've got an add/remove service. What's the add/remove service?
Well, in case for some reason you want to cancel service, you just click on that link and then... you can send me an email, and we'll cancel your service.
Okay. Now, tell me this. This is real important because, a lot of people don't feel like they have the confidence in doing the recording themselves. And you have a service where you offer professional recordings where you'll do it for them. Can you get into that?
Yeah. For the vast majority of marketing cases, especially for smaller businesses, it's really about connecting with your customers with your own voice. But in certain cases, you want the kind of a third-party professional voice to be used. And so we have professional voice actors on staff. You can just send us your copy, and we will have them read that for you. And we actually charge below market rates because you are a member of our service. And so we, we have this one guy who has this soft, sexy voice that's great for, like jewelry. Buy this so-and-so. I can't do it because I'm not a voice actor. But the main point is when it, if you're selling yourself, you want to use your own voice. So if you're a realtor, a network marketer, MLMer, dentist, you want to sell yourself and you want to use your own voice. If you're selling a product, you probably want to have a welcome message to your website in your voice, And then for the product description, it may work best to have a professional read that little 5 second, 10 second, 15 second blurb about the product to really kind of give it some pizzazz and some elegance. So it's really, we want to do whatever you need in terms of voice.
Okay. Let's talk about how we can use instant audio under testimonial recordings. Can you go over how you set this up so my listeners can benefit from this?
Great. Yes, we actually have a toll-free testimonial service. So when you sign up for instantaudio.com, we give you a second phone number, which is your toll-free testimonial line. And then you have your customers call in on that toll-free testimonial line, and then it works the same way. Any message that they record, you have access to in the membership area, and you can just cut and paste to put that onto your website or into your email.
Can you set up a series of questions on the testimonial line when people call in that they can answer, or do you have control over?
Yes. If you call on your other phone line, which is the main line for you, you have the ability to not only record messages but also record a custom greeting for your testimonial line. So when your customer calls into your testimonial line, they're hearing your voice saying, hey, I really want to say thank you for taking the time to send in your voice testimonial. When you begin your voice testimonial, please start by saying your first name and hometown, or first name and company name, whatever is appropriate for your business. And so you can guide the testimonial lever. So when your customer is leaving a testimonial, you can guide them into what type of testimonial you want them to leave, and then they go ahead and do that.
All right, that's excellent. And at the same time, you can ask them to give you permission to use their testimonial for the promotion on your website.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's important to ask for permission, and most people include that in the, when they mention the toll-free number, they say, by the way, by doing this, you're giving us permission to use your testimonial in pretty much any way we need to, and people are always happy to do that.
Okay.
We have some companies, like fundraising.com, puts their testimonial number on their chocolate rose wrapper. So every customer who tastes that chocolate rose and says, do you love this product? Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Other companies are putting the testimonial line on their invoices. So, as they're closing that business cycle, they're getting people who have had a great experience to call in and say, hey, I had a great experience with this company.
That's a great idea. And you can also send your invoice with one of your postcards, too.
You have an online invoice. You can also have a little voice message, too. One thing I want to mention about testimonials is that I think testimonials are the most underused and yet most proven marketing technique there is, because you can spend a lot of money creating just the right marketing copy, but to hear someone else who's already experienced your product or service say how great it is, that means more than the best copy in the world.
Let me ask you this. What is the time limit? How long of a recording can I leave into my 800 number?
Okay. The maximum is a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is a good long time. In fact, even if you have a 2-hour seminar that you recorded and you want to have up on your website, you want to break it up into 20-minute, half-hour clips or so, because if your butt is sore, your brain's not thinking. So our limit is a half an hour. Now on the record by phone, we add in a little limit of a 5-minute limit for testimonials, just because you don't want someone rambling on and on and on anyway.
Right.
So that protects your cost there. And then you can record messages up to 15 minutes long on the phone, and we're working on making that even longer.
Okay, so differentiate, I'm confused. On the record by phone, that's if I'm calling on my 800 number to leave a recording that I want to put up on my website, the maximum is 5 or 15 minutes or 30? I don't understand.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. It is confusing because we offer so many ways of recording, and there happens to be different limits for each.
Okay, differentiate on each.
Yeah. Okay, for your voice testimonial line, it's 5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes for the voice testimonial.
Yes. Yeah. If you are if you're doing the recording yourself using the other, using your private record number, that's 15 minutes.
Okay.
And if you are going to be uploading an audio clip that you have on your Mac or PC, That limit is a half an hour.
Okay, let's talk about that. Now I see it. Upload and encode. This is under recording method. Tell me how the service about this uploading. I didn't even realize it was here. Let's go into that.
Okay. Yeah, there are all kinds of ways that you may get audio clips. You may have a videotape that you made at some company party and you wanted to get the president's speech. You may have a little portable recorder that you use at a meeting and you got someone's testimonial on the recorder. You may be doing a phone interview like we're doing, and you want to record that using your computer or just a cassette tape, and you want to get those things online. Well, how do you do it? Well, you get that file into your computer, and there's all kinds of ways of doing that, and you can go to download.com, and there's probably 300 different tools that you can use to get audio into your computer and prepare it in the right way.
Right.
And then, so once you have it as an MP3 file, you simply use that feature on instantaudio.com to upload that file to our service, and then we encode it into the instantaudio.com format, and then you're ready to go.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So, like, for example, I'm recording this right now through my modem spy software, and we've probably been talking almost 30 minutes. I'll be able to stop it when we finish our recording. I'll be able to save this file as an MP3 file. Now, does it matter if I save it? Is it going to affect the quality depending on what bit rate I save it as? Should I save it as the highest, most quality bit rate, or will that reflect on what it encodes to when you encode it in your instant audio format?
Yeah, that's a great topic. Audio is it can be easy and it can be hard. The hard part about audio is all these different formats. And so that's why we have the record by phone service, because most of the time you just need to record your voice and then you're done. So the goal with online internet audio is you want a high enough quality to have it sound good and a high enough compression so that it plays instantly without interruption.
Okay, I got you.
Now, when you use the record by phone service, this is all taken care of for you magically. Okay, you don't even have to think about it.
Right.
If you want to encode, if you want to upload your own file.
Okay. I'm looking at something else here. My lead generators. What is my lead generator special feature?
The lead generator feature is another way for marketers to take advantage of audio without having to do a lot of work. And let's say you have a Google AdWords campaign, right?
Right.
And so you're paying money to have Google send customers to your website.
Okay.
Now, when you want to pay for people to come to your website, you want to get their information, right? You don't want them to just come and visit you and then leave and never hear from them again. You want to record their email address and phone number or something. And so the lead generator feature that I have with instantaudio.com is you can create an audio-enhanced mini website that pops up, and you can use it as a pop-up or as a main web page. You can have your marketing copy and headline up on top. You can have a couple audio clips right there, and then ask for the customer's contact information. And then when they type in their email address and so on, and phone number, you get an email saying, "Hey, here's this new customer of yours," and then you can do whatever you need to do with them.
All right, that's incredible. That's great.
So it's kind of a mini website creator that is audio enhanced, and you don't have to know any web programming at all to do it. You just fill in the blanks, like what is your headline, what is your paragraph, which audio clip do you want to use, do you want to use any voice testimonials, and what do you want to ask the customer to fill in? Do you want just email address, or do you want email address and phone number or first name? Whatever you want, you can do.
Okay, that's great. Let's look down a year down the road. What can we expect from InstantAudio.com down the road? You said you've got some things working on, and one thing I'm very interested in is being able to record conference calls through this technology.
Yeah, well, down the road, the possibilities are endless. We are looking at developing our own tools. We talked about how tough it is to get the audio files that you have on your PC encoded in the right format and uploaded and so on. We're going to come out with tools to make that process a lot easier. We're going to come out with things like the audio postcard is a new thing we're coming out with just this week, but we have lots of other ideas for how you can use audio in your marketing. And so we'll be releasing these little wizards or generators that help you take an audio clip and use it in a way that helps you, maintain your relationship with your customers or increase your sales, etc. We're also coming out with specialized versions of our product just for realtors or just for consultants. Different people have different needs, and we'll be offering special features just for them.
I'm going to offer anyone listening to this a special price if they sign up, and I'll have a link under this recording for people to do that, and then they can see the details on the pricing. But if you want to use audio to sell your product or service, and you want to use your voice to sell your product and service, there's nothing simpler than this. And, Rick, I really appreciate it.
For more information on how to use audio in your website, go to www.audioterminator.com. That's www.audioterminator.com. AUDIOTERMINATOR.com. Did you know I do audio interviews? I bet you could tell by now that I do audio interviews with experts on marketing, advertising, direct mail, list management, you name it. My interviews can build the value of your information products. My interviews can enhance the sales of a website. My interviews can make you famous. If you want someone who has an intimate knowledge of the direct mail business and understands the questions to ask, understands how to dig out the scoop, understands how to produce, develop, and create a compelling audio product, you want to talk to me. I promise you, if you've got a product you're selling and you want to bring life and build value into it, please contact me.